Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The markets regulator has shut the pre-IPO door for mutual funds. In a move that's sure to spark debate, SEBI has barred mutual funds from investing in pre-IPO placements, limiting them to invest only in the anchor investor portion or the IPO, N. Mahalakshmi and Brajesh Kumar report. The decision, aimed at strengthening investor protection, may deny mutual funds an opportunity to benefit retail investors. The equity market is, meanwhile, bracing for a 40,000 crore rupees IPO wave next month, reports Ravindra Sonavane. 10 major companies, including Grow's parent Billion Brains Garage Ventures, Lenskart and ICICI Prudential AMC, are set to tap the markets. The IPOs are expected to raise significant sums, with ICICI Prudential AMC potentially raising over 9,000 crore rupees, followed by Grow's parent with around 6,500 crore rupees and Lenskart with about 6,000 crore rupees. Yesterday, Ashwin Mohan broke the story that Orkla India, the owner of the MTR Foods brand, is likely to launch its IPO later this month. Meanwhile, Orkla India Limited's promoter has received nearly 540 crore rupees in dividends for financial year 2025, exceeding the company's annual profit in any previous year, writes Sonavane. Amid fresh sanctions on Russia, New Delhi has not instructed Indian refiners to reduce purchases of Russian crude, saying it is typically a decision for the refiners themselves, even as Russia currently contributes around 34% of India's total oil requirements, report Sweta Goswami, Adria Chatterjee and Priyansh Verma. HFCL is now betting on India's defence sector, with plans to set up a 1,000-acre manufacturing and testing facility in Andhra Pradesh to produce artillery shells, multimodal grenades and other military ammunition, reports Danish Khan. Despite the chatter, state-run banks, for their part, have yet to hear anything officially from the government about merger plans, reports Manish M. Suvarna. Instead, they're focused on meeting minimum public shareholding norms through follow-on offerings and institutional placements, even as the government advances its divestment plans in five lenders, including Bank of Maharashtra, Indian Overseas Bank, and Punjab and Sindh Bank. Disbursals under the Centre's Special Assistance for Capital Investment Scheme is off to a slow start, with only 47,000 crore rupees disbursed to states until October 21st, against a target of 1.5 lakh crore rupees for the fiscal year, reports Priyansh Verma. Despite that, the government is confident of meeting the full year target and plans to continue the scheme in FY27 with a similar estimate. China's 15th five-year plan is aimed at fortifying its economy, focusing on technological self-reliance and domestic consumption to counter the US, writes Manas Chakravarti. The plan, covering the years 2026 to 2030, aims to achieve high-quality development driven by value-added and domestic demand while prioritizing national security and tech sovereignty. And finally, the advertising world is mourning the passing of Piyush Pandey. The creative genius gave Indian advertising its humor, Hindi idiom, warmth and humanity, writes Storyboard. Pandey's iconic campaigns such as Milai Sur Mera Tumhara have left a mark on Indian pop culture. Check this report to dive into his top five campaigns that rewrote the grammar of advertising. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.